Shalom, everybody. In our Shmona Esrei, we say the bracha of Al Hatzadikim V'Al HaChasidim, etc. We ask for rewards for the righteous, the pious, the elders, the sages, and we add at the end of this auspicious list that we say we want to join, we say V'Sim Chalkeinu Mimahem, at the end of this powerful list, we mention Geirei HaTzedek, righteous converts. And the question is why? Why are Tzadikim and Geirei HaTzedek juxtaposed? I can understand why the others are on this list. Tzadikim, Chasidim, Ziknei Amcha, Beis Yisrael, etc. I understand why they are all on the list. But why specifically are Geirei HaTzedek on the list? What's the connection? Why would the Anshei Knesset HaGadola put them together? Perhaps one can suggest that the pshat answer is because Geirei HaTzedek are the epitome of tzaddikim. They were not born with Ol Malchus Shamayim. They chose to join. They are literally called tzaddikim. That, I think, is the pshat explanation. But another beautiful explanation is given by the Maharal of Prague, Rav Yehuda Low, who died in 1619. It's found in the Maharal's Sefer Gevuros Hashem at the end of Perek Tes. The Maharal says that the reason why the Anshei Knesset HaGadola put tzaddikim and geirim together is based on a pasuk in our parsha, in Parshas Kedoshim. The Torah says in Perek Yud Tes, pasuk Lamed Beis, Mipnei Seva Takum, V'Adarta Pnei Zakein, stand up before an elder person, a wise person, give respect to them. And that pasuk is followed by the very next pasuk, Perek Yud Tes, pasuk Lamed Gimel. When a ger, when a convert comes to live in your land, do not cause them pain, God forbid. In other words, it's not just the Shmona Esrei that puts tzaddikim and geirei tzedek together. The Torah puts them together. And so the Maharal says it makes sense why the Anshei Knesset HaGadola would put Geirei HaTzedek together with tzaddikim in the bracha in Shmona Esrei. But again, our question is made only stronger. Why would the Torah put them together? Why would the Torah juxtapose V'Hadarta Pnei Zakein and V'Chiyagur Itcha Ger Be'Artzachem? The Maharal continues and says, V'Hadvarim Yiduim Lachachamim Ki HaSeichel Hu Ger Ba'Olam. They are connected because for Chachamim, for tzaddikim, the Seichel itself is a ger in this world. The ger is not another person on this list, says the Maharal. It's a description of the list itself. A tzaddik, a zakein, must be a part of the world. They must be a part of the community. But on some level, and in certain circumstances, when it comes to certain values and priorities that the world has, in those cases, the tzaddik feels like a ger, like a stranger, like a foreigner. Haseichel hu ger ba'olam. The way tzaddikim use their intellect, the way they see things clearly and truthfully, the world that we are in is very different for them. This is similar to the Gemara in Maseches Baba Basra, Daf Yud Amud Beis. The Gemara recounts how Rabbi Yehoshua's son, Yosef, died and he returned to life. He returned to this world. And when he was asked what he saw, he said, Olam Hafuch Ra'isi. I saw an upside down world. The values in that world are not the values in this world. The people who are valued in that world are not necessarily the people who are valued in this world. The Torah juxtaposes V'Hadarta Pnei Zakein and V'Chiyagur Itcha Ger Be'Artzechem to teach us this incredible lesson. We look around the world and sometimes we think, maybe I should value this thing that the world values. Maybe I should value that value that's a priority in the world. And then we catch ourselves and we say, no. With regard to this, we say, no, I am a foreigner in this land. I value different things. I appreciate different things. My priorities are different. Olam hafuch ra'isi. Sometimes I'm a ger here. And that's more than fine. My home is in the Torah, in truth, in the infinite, in the everlasting, and not in the ephemeral and the finite. Have an amazing day, everyone.